Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was uneven, to be honest. In the first half, it was a massive butt-whipping. The defense just got after the offense. Very disappointing in the way that started to see the old faraway look in some guy on the offense and the things that we were trying to eradicate from our program. But we had a feeling that the disease wasn't fully cured. That being said, second half, the offense rallied. And where in the past, when things had not gone well, there would sort of be a tanking for the game. I saw, you know, a couple productive touchdown drives in the second half and guys showing some competitive fight and spirit, which is really what this camp and this offseason has all been about. So that'll be encouraging. But the self-inflicted wounds in the first half, not to mention just you know, sometimes you're just taking a beating, will be disappointing. But it's a good reality check. Conversely, defensively, to play as well as they played in the first half and then to sort of lose their edge in the second half was disappointing. So it's like what we figured. We have not solved all of our issues. We are solving them, but to think that we just, you know, snap our fingers and have it all fixed would be fooling ourselves.
All right, Manny Diaz is talking a little bit about his team, as didn't look real good in the first half for the offense. Played better in the second half, but urgency, man. First game's less than 2 weeks away, 2 weeks from last Saturday.
Yep, 12 days.
This would be our day to, like, right? We'd be yapping about that game, man.
Right,
today
right.
would be the day we'd be breaking it down and who's good and who's bad and whatever might happen during that game. But Williams, Perry, and Martell, today is the day. Matter of fact, probably in the next couple hours, we're going to find out who Manny Diaz and Coach Enos decide will be the quarterback of the Miami Hurricanes. And do they keep all three guys? Do they stay? Or is there disappointment? And one guy bolts? All that stuff. So we'll find out. And hopefully I have Manny on tomorrow morning to join us to talk about that and the team. Other thing going on, man, is they got some really – they feel pretty good about centering their two guards. Two tackles, just not that they're not going to be really good, but Zion Nelson is a true freshman playing left tackle.
Yeah, that's
a big true
position,
freshman.
Yep.
Can you imagine the competition, what 240 or 250, whatever he weighed last year, is now going to be going against some of the best pass rushers in the SEC in game one.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting start.
It's going to be, damn, it was never this loud in high school.
Camping World Stadium is going to be packed. That stadium, the everything around that stadium and that game is going to be nuts, especially locally.
That is,
and now you're going to throw out a kid that possibly 18 years old whose last start was against who in high school? Just random dudes in high school and this
yeah.
and that. And now you're going against a Gators defense, top 10 team in the country. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens on that offensive line. I mean, I know the quarterback situation is obviously the topic right now, but it's almost like, well, don't forget that whoever's named quarterback still has to get protection.
Well, they're not, Zach, they're not going to leave them by themselves. They're going to use their tight ends. UM's got three good tight ends that they like a lot. They're going to use those tight ends to help and do some different things. There is no way, I don't think, they're going to let any of those three quarterbacks drop back and think like, all right, run a takeoff. We got plenty of time. I don't think that will be in the game plan. They got to do some different things, give a whole bunch of different looks to, because if they just tee off and it's third and long and you're in a situation where you got a Zion Nelson, and both sides, by the way, really, really struggling. And again, they're going to be really good. I really do believe they're going to be really good, but you got to have experience. There's just no position, and the Dolphin guards are going through it too. I know they played college football, but this is a different level. The starters, the backups, they're all at a different level than you faced every week. unless you're playing Alabama. And so you got to get your feet wet. You got to get used to the game, what everybody does, things that you can't do in college that guys will do in the pros. And it's just the jump from high school to college and from college to pro, man, those are big, big jumps. Hell, I thought, honestly, the biggest jump was from high school to college.
Well, it's going from being an 18-year-old to going against men.
Competition, you know? Seeing all those guys, man, coming in. So, I'm not going to get on them. That's what you have right now. It just tells you about the depth of the team if you got a true freshman starting. And the other guys that you brought in, they brought in a couple of guys. I don't want to say they're disappointments, but they're big disappointments.
Well, they haven't stepped up. They haven't gotten to where they thought they would be. If they're starting an 18-year-old kid, a true freshman, that means that everyone they brought in, just not good enough. Nobody stepped up. It's really disappointing to think about.
The transfer portal wasn't necessarily a home run across the board. There were some guys that didn't work out that you can let an undersized, he's still not fully developed. I think he's like 270. I honestly, he's put a bunch of weight on to get there. And he's going to be your left tackle. That just tells you, with all those guys for an 18-year-old kid or 19-year-old kid versus a 21 or 22-year-old transfer portal, and they're going, the younger kid's a lot better.
Yeah.
It just gives you an idea.
By the way, at Joe Rose Show, we have a poll today. Who do you think will be named the starting quarterback for the Hurricanes? 13% Nicosi Perry, 39% Tate Martell, and 48% Jaren Williams. Jaren Williams running away with this right now.
The word must be out.
Maybe.
There must be leaks out there that something's going on with this to see it. I truly don't know.
I don't think anyone has a real idea at this point. I mean, even the writers who see practice and are there a lot, I mean, no one has taken the jump where it's like, wow, this guy's really jumped ahead. He's going to be the starter. No one has.
I'm guessing.
Neither of the three guys.
I'm guessing Enos is making real close to 100% of this decision, but it's got to be signed off on by Manny Diaz is probably how it's working. But I sense Manny Diaz is really leaving his offensive coordinator alone on that side of the ball. And outside of what he wants to get done and coming up with a game plan, how much better can they get, especially – well, they got a lot of guys with don't have a lot of experience. A lot of different positions will be playing in this game. But some of them you don't worry about because they've been such good players. Even last year they were really good, and a little bit they played. I just worry mostly about quarterback and the two left and right tackle. Those would be my tops. They're a little banged up on the defensive tackle position right now, too. But I'm mostly worried on the offensive side of the ball. You got to be able to block.
Sure, of course.
Pass protect or run block. And the Dolphins going through the same thing. Like, it'd be really nice to really have a true competition if your two quarterbacks could have a little bit of time in that pocket to drop back and throw and not run for your life. And the coach said, hey, you can't make that throw. You got to just take a sack. And I'm like, I'm kind of with Rosen.
Just try to get rid of it.
Let my guy, if I trust it, he'll go get the ball.
But you know what that leads to? That leads to three picks in the game. I understand where you're coming from, and I'm actually with you on that. I'd rather not have 5, 6, 7 sacks in a game if you don't have to.
Right.
But one or two of those passes, man. Rosen threw, you're like, oh, man, here comes a pick. And not a pick, but a pick six.
Well, he threw one going down, and instead of throwing it to the outside, he threw it inside.
Right.
And Preston Williams beat him outside physically. And then stopped, saw the ball going back inside. The guy was beaten, trying to catch him to the outside. He crossed over him and made a diving catch. I mean, it was.
You'll get that once in a while, but you're not going to get that all the time.
No. And by the way, the better the corners get, that ain't going to happen.
Right.
Because they're going to be looking back. Preston Williams is going to be really fun to watch how far. You don't usually. It just doesn't happen here. A rookie free agent comes in and jumps all the way to the top, right? Now, we have seen, what was the little guy we got out of Hawaii that was really good?
Oh,
a little quick, shifty guy.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Devon Best.
But this guy's a different kind of guy.
Right.
This guy's.
Well, this is your, Devon Best was never going to be your one.
No, but listen, Devon Best was a hell of a slot receiver.
But he would never be an outside one or two.
And this guy is
Preston has
up
a chance, you know.
On the outside.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just curious to see, with no loyalty to anybody, this group, these coaches, if he keeps playing like this, how much do you keep bumping him up? Now, he's got to play against better competition
before we decide,
like, you got to play against some starting corners and some nickel, you know, starting nickel teams to find out before you just decide, hey, this kid's, let's go. But I'll tell you what, man, the way camp has started and that first preseason game has been a hell of a teaser. But we do need more time before we start getting all crazy about this and who should play and everything else. And then, of course, this Antonio Brown story has just been
so funny,
unbelievable. It really has. I do agree. He will not pull Le'Veon Bell and quit.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of money on the table. They're talking about $30 million guaranteed if something happens. Like, that's the guarantee and the bonus and everything. Like, you're not giving that money up. You're not giving up $30 million bucks.
I think all this stuff, I think he really does want his helmet.
I understand that, but stop being a five-year-old.
Well, the way he said it.
I can't have my helmet. I'm not playing. If you're not going to give me my video game system, Dad, I'm not doing my homework. Okay, great. You're 5 years old. Grow up. You are an adult who just basically babied your way out of Pittsburgh to get this new deal and everything, and now you're not going to play in Oakland because your helmet?
Yeah.
Like, come on. I know he's local guy, but grow up.
It's not even Gruden's decision.
Like, no. This is,
John Gruden's doing everything to defend him like, hey, Antonio, no matter what happens, man, I really need you. But the league can't worry about one guy. Like, well, let's do it for Antonio. He's threatening to quit, Commissioner. What should we do?
Yeah, 2016 guys, right? Is that what you said? Like, tell you what 2,100 he needs guys? To do.
Happens to be the helmet, the biggest issue we have off the field right now for former players, this CTE and all the things with it. He got to wear the damn right helmet.
Right.
He's got to I ain't spending all this money so one guy can get treated differently. That worked in Pittsburgh. That stuff ain't working here.
No, seriously, just go out and play. Like, a helmet is going to deter you from
playing
football?
I don't think he realizes how immature it looks.
I hope he does.
No. Antonio's been – like, and he's going to get blasted sooner or later by some former players who are on national TV. And he's gonna get on him a little bit because he got a little butt hurt before with the whole thing when he was getting out of Pittsburgh.
Someone needs to go get Ryan Clark
and get
a comment from him.
Ryan Clark just calls him out.
Yeah, like that's who I want to hear from today because he does not hold back with Antonio Brown at all.
It's going to be this whole thing is going to be really interesting, this grievance that he's going through. And the league is like, really?
He's going to see arbitration for this? Like, he's going to go see an independent guy? Oh, I want to wear my own helmet. Well, let's see. There's 2016 players in the NFL. You're the only one that wants this to sign a waiver for this. Let's see if this makes sense for us. Let me bring it to the commissioner. Actually, I don't have to. No. You're not doing that. We're not giving you a waiver. We're not letting you sign a waiver. Our legal department is laughing at me for even having this conversation with you. Antonio, do you want to play football and make your money?
Never had a player, ever, somebody told me, that has threatened to quit because of a piece of equipment they had to wear, threatened to give up money in the league.
Come on.
We've had guys quit.
Yeah, we've seen it.
We've had guys you may not like, but never because of a helmet.
Right. This would be a first.
Which, by the way, is a helmet to be safer for you, the player.
Right. It's not the opposite where they're giving you a smaller helmet and saying this could hurt you more.
This team has not said one word about him being late for meetings.
Of course not.
Haven't said one thing about him showing up with three of his kids in his uniform and everybody else getting ready to go practice. He got three little ones.
Asking where Roethlisberger
is. I'm babysitting today. He's in his uniform. I'm babysitting today, coach. Right. They go, and Gruden's like, okay, man. Hey, Tony, let it go, man. Whatever you need, man. I'm good, man.
And, of course, all the fantasy nerds out there like us are worried about where he's going to be.
No, you guys just off the air are all worried about
that. By the way, speaking of fantasy, let's do something nice for the people
out
there, Joe.
What do you got?
Well, 560 The Joe, WQM wants to help you make your fantasy draft a reality. You could host your draft at Hooters, get an exclusive draft kit, $200 in coupons, fun Hooters swag. You reserve your table for free at Hooters.com/football. Now, what we're going to do now is 305-567-0560 is our number here. Call up, and you're going to get on the line, and we have a fantasy football question for you. You answer it right, you win a $50 Hooters gift certificate. Don't forget, you could host your draft at Hooters. A lot of fun there, a lot of good stuff there. The official hangout for Wings, beer, Hooters girls, and game day. 305-567-0560, a fantasy football question. You answer it, you get a $50 Hooters gift certificate. Hollywood, do you have the question for the people?
Yes. Now, the answer to this doesn't change whether you go PPR or standard, but we are looking at PPR. PPR here, and we're going to ask you who were the top three tight ends in fantasy football last year.
Ooh.
First one, actually, I can get first that. Two should be
yeah,
pretty
easy. Yeah, the first two are easy.
Yeah.
So it's really the third one that people are going to have to think
third
about.
Third one. Atlanta? I don't know.
No.
That would be very incorrect.
Way off, yeah.
First two are
Tony
easy.
Tony Gonzalez retired.
First two are easy.
Yeah. That's a good question. I think I know three.
I had no shot.
Yeah.
I got top two are easy. Top two are easy.
Right.
Kansas City, Philadelphia are easy.
Okay.
Third one's tough. Tough for me. You guys probably got it.
Probably.
Yeah. Fantasy football heads already
have
it.
Of course.
Right?
Come on. Yep.
Somebody else
I
up
got
there?
It. I think I got it.
You overcome the disease. You win the Tour de France seven times. You have a happy marriage. You have children. I mean, it's just this mythic, perfect story.
Yes.
And it wasn't true.
Was it a big deal to you? Did it feel wrong?
At the time?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It did not even feel wrong?
No. It's scary.
Did you feel bad about it?
No. Even scarier.
Did you feel in any way that you were cheating?
No. The scariest.
That just gives you an idea what a piece of crap this guy really is.
He really like, is.
Didn't something at some point Jeez. In one of those... I mean, I've done a little cheating in my day, too, and I mean, I didn't feel good all the time.
That was just dirt. I just feel dirty listening to him.
Had no problem. You ruin people's lives. You feel bad? No.
Nah.
Not a lick, man.
I'm
that was,
good.
It was about winning, man, whatever it took. Don't get in my way, bitch, or I'm taking you down.
Oh, God.
You got to admit, he's by himself.
As he's a turd, man.
The baddest human being right there, right?
He is a turd. It's ridiculous.
What do you got on Lance Armstrong? Set us up, man.
So Lance Armstrong tried to make a joke on Twitter over the weekend, and it backfired tremendously here. He tweeted out, "I can't drop many people on a bike these days, but I just blew the bleeping doors off Mike Pence on a Nantucket bike path. Day made."
Well, first of all, nothing's funny no matter what. The vice president's not exactly 30 years old and cycling for a living.
That's right. God.
So I can't even imagine throwing the little Republican flavor of that. I know where this is going. Go ahead, man.
This was one of the messier tweets we've ever had to sift through.
I can't wait now.
The first response to Lance's tweet, "You have a lot of balls saying this."
Good God. Good God. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. I can't even get over that one.
That's good.
Oh. You have a lot of ball, Sam.
Yeah, you got a lot of ball.
We got it.
Lot. We got you. We got you, man.
"I can't drop many people on a bike these days, but I just blew my bleeping career because I'm a doper and the whole world knows it." Day bleep.
You knew that was coming.
Of course.
"Or did you?" Translation: "I know my once championship name is now synonymous with cheating and literally having no bleeps.
Ugh.
I'm going to make an attempt at deflecting from my shame, becoming relevant again for 10 seconds and being funny in one swoop. Failed at all three, Lance."
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a great one.
"I won the Tour de France seven times, and now I'm flexing over beating a 6-year-old who's never taken steroids.
Oh,
Mike Pence has as many Tour de France titles as you do."
Oh, my God.
That was coming.
Oh,
all right.
That's a hard one.
Took them all away from him. I like that.
"Lance Armstrong, I had a neutral opinion of you after all your lies about doping. Now you're just embarrassing yourself, bragging that you blew by a senior citizen on your bike. No wonder Sheryl Crow divorced your pathetic ass."
Oh, God.
Hashtag loser.
Oh, good God. Yeah.
I can hear Lance. "No, I dumped her."
Yeah, exactly.
"If I had my good Olympic God. Gold medal and 7 Tour de France titles stripped because I was caught cheating and using steroids, I think I would stay out of the public eye for like forever. Perhaps you should consider it." Why Very ballsy of you, cheater.
God.
Oh, man.
"Lance, your use of PEDs has inspired my youth football team to do the same. Thank you."
Jeez.
Oh, man.
"Dopehead 7-time loser beats a senior citizen. Bravo."
Yeah, right.
So Lance felt the need, because he was obviously seeing all these, to respond again.
Apology.
So he tweets out, "Some people can't take a joke or even having a little fun on Twitter. Lighten the bleep up, people. But seriously, I did blow his doors off."
He had to continue on it, right?
Responses from there.
Yes, yes.
It goes on.
Oh.
"We understand jokes. That's why we're replying to one, Lance."
Yeah.
"Beating Mike Pence and blood tests are the only positive things left in his life."
Oh, man.
"Come on, man. Grow one."
Oh, it's horrible.
He's going to get that.
Oh,
yeah,
it's horrible. Yeah.
"This second tweet took some serious ball."
These guys.
"You blew something, all right. Largely your career and integrity."
Ugh.
"You're the only person I've heard of that goes to the blood bank to make withdrawals."
Oh, God.
"Like how testing for steroids blew the door off your career." Oof. "Way to inject some humor." "And then finally, I've been having a ball because of these tweets."
He opens himself
He's
up.
He's got
to
a
that,
lot
man.
Of different angles
yeah,
you can get.
Well, cheater, doper, and then the.
Now,
does this get him to finally go after? Does he go off Twitter?
I don't know. First of all, I didn't know that this was like a thing, because he's dropping F-bombs left and right here. I didn't know that this was a thing. So we'll be following this closely. He's got his loser music bed here. So we'll be following this one as well. But I got to tell you, like, we've sifted through the OJ tweets, which isn't that difficult for the ones we can use. This one was an epic bloodbath, because it got very political, because people couldn't tell he was joking. Like, people thought this was like a serious thing he was throwing out at the VP, so everyone got very defensive.
Right.
And it got really nasty.
Yeah.
We stumbled upon another gem, huh? Another Twitter gem.
Well, I'll tell you what though, that one gets my blood going with that guy, man. I saw that woman talking about bawling about she and her husband.
She's what?
Couldn't find
balling,
like crying.
Oh,
could not.
The first
find
one
jobs.
Might have been the best. You have a lot of ball saying this.
Yeah, no, yeah. No
that,
question.
That's
yeah,
really good. I've been laughing about that for an hour.
He's great. He's one that when you say go away, go to Idaho, live by your
Montana,
your family,
right?
Montana.
By Phil Jackson, by the house by Phil.
He's
just stay there.
He's on that list. He's definitely on that list of guys.
It is good to see that people are sensitive about this one as well.
Oh, man, when he went after the vice president, what do you think was
going to
happen?
Oh, no, our texters, I'm talking about people taking offense to this one
as well as the OJ stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you got coming in?
Well, the first one is just ball cancer is funny now. Okay.
Well, he's a piece of crap. I don't want to hear about cancer with him. He's just a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Really, he
is. Exactly. He really is.
So if you don't like it, kiss my ass, too. I'll put you in it, because that's how bad a guy this guy is.
Yeah, he's a bad guy. A straight dirtbag.
So don't worry about, like, we're making fun of. Yeah. We're making fun. He's an idiot fun.
I don't think we're actually doing. We're just laughing at jokes. So there you go.
There you go.
That gets us out of it real quick.
What else you got?
On the text line, 56022, Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall text line. The real question is, how much did Lance have to shoot up to beat Pence? I don't know. Has he been on the bike?
Yeah, no,
lately?
No. I'm guessing. I think Lance rides a lot. I think he's always. He was talking on this thing I saw that he still enjoys riding a lot.
Mm.
I'm sure even now that he's straight, now he can do whatever he wants. Nobody cares. I'm sure he's.
Sure. Someone texting, there's a better chance of Hollywood standing on that board than the waiver being granted for Antonio Brown. I agree with that.
I saw Hollywood
on the board.
They're actually talking about. I just don't see any way Antonio Brown. He's going to be allowed to wear that
helmet.
Come
on, you can't do that.
There's just
someone said AB should have put it in his contract. It doesn't matter. It's an NFL rule. Like, it's an NFL rule.
People don't get the big enough, like, well, put that in your, that you're going to be able to wear that helmet. And you go, wait a second, man. This is like, I don't know, people realize that the helmet thing in football is just, they got billions of dollars and hundreds of millions of dollars of lawsuits right now on guys on every team, by the way. Every team's got it. Not just the Dolphins. We got a handful. But a lot of other teams. And they're not going to let them. They're going to give them. That's why they spend all this money to get the best possible. And they'll never be able to, like, we're going to have concussions forever. It's never going to go away.
No.
It's just not. We're going to have guys going to have to retire because of concussion. They're going to make damn sure they give him the best helmet possible.
Right.
And not let this guy wear the one he had his rookie year. It's just not going to happen.
It's a 10-year-old helmet anyway.
They did.
We'll
every year they're working on new technology to come up with something. And once they bring them all to the league says, okay, this one's great. This one's out. That one's outdated. Teams, we need this now. And that's where they go. So it's kind of crazy.
It's crazy.
All right, we got to go to break here.
More text to end the show after this.
Yeah.
I got more for you.
Yeah, everybody. We got any more sensitive Sams out there?
Let's see.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, we'll check the text machine 56022 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. We have a bunch in here right now. The helmet that Tom Brady wears seems to be the same one he's wore since he was a rookie.
Not anymore.
Yeah, does he get an
accommodation? He and Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
They don't have, like, special, like, because you're a quarterback or, like, everybody's got the same rules. When they tell one guy, I mean, it's everybody. It's not like their favorite players and this guy's been a really haven't gotten as much trouble as this guy or something. They got the same rules for everybody when it comes to health, especially quarterbacks. They don't want anybody. They don't want either star players getting injured.
Of course not.
Antonio Brown's really good for business, man.
Right, right.
Big plays and exciting plays are really good, and he's very popular. Antonio's one of the most popular players in the league. I mean, like, just do you want to play or not?
That's it. Maybe he just doesn't want to play.
Well, that's the other
Is that
thing.
A possibility?
Wait, what was that thing he sent
with
out?
Well, remember he had that thing with Darlington?
He said if what would people say or what he sent out a tweet, what would people say if I – what would it be like for me if I decided to quit? Oh, dude.
He said he didn't need football anymore when he talked to Darlington.
Hadn't been real pretty since that last game of the regular season last year. Been a little crazy.
Oh, here's the latest one. Get rid of Kenny Stills. He's a bleeping cancer. Okay, thank you, sir. That's in here now. It's just the latest one. We've had a bunch this morning. Steelers are on their asses laughing. They love it. Yeah, they got away from this.
Oh,
they saw something.
There is no question they're laughing at what's this going to go. Listen, John Gruden came out yesterday. He might as well just said, look, I'm doing everything I can to save this, and I'm on Antonio Brown situation. I understand the NFL's got to do what they got to do, but hey, I just want the guy back to put on a new helmet and play 16 games. I don't even care about preseason. I don't care about the dress rehearsal, third preseason game. I don't care if you just come over here and stretch and watch me. I just want you for 16 regular season games. Right. That's all.
Other NFL players use other helmets. That's not true, right? Everyone has the same helmet.
No, everybody's got to use to prove, like, stop making stuff up.
People love to make stuff
up. I know, but it's not like everybody's helmet's got to be approved. I just happened to see how the whole thing works from John Kinjimmy was showing me helmets that had been approved. And, like, hey, you put it in front, you make these, you go, nope, yours hasn't been approved. It's no longer allowed. You can't wear it.
That Lance Pence tweet was meant to gain the favor of huge online anti-president mob, but boy, did it backfire in Lance.
Yeah. I don't think it
did. The tweet backfired, of course.
I think it's one thing that both the left and the right and the middle agree on. It's just a bad guy.
Someone tweeted in, texted in earlier, Antonio Brown has a legitimate argument.
Why?
Let's say you've used the same microphone your entire career. One day,
no,
you
that's
show up,
bad.
That's what I wrote the guy back.
Weak.
Let me read the rest of it.
Keep going.
One day you show up for work and the station forces you to use a new microphone. The new mic negatively affects the sound of your voice and affects your ability to do your job. Wouldn't you be upset? I answered the guy back, new mic can't give me CTE and doesn't make it safer for me to talk. You can't compare these two, but I get your argument. And the guy wrote back, I just tried to use something relatable to your profession. Helmets have nothing. They're for safety. They're using that for safety. A new mic in here might make me sound different.
Make that argument, though. Like, I can live with that argument because Joe would have the same option as Antonio Brown. You could use a new mic or you could leave.
Yeah, but one's for
those
safety.
Are the options. But it doesn't matter. Those
no,
are the
it
options
does matter.
That are presented
Come
to
on. One's about, like, Nick Bonacani just died.
Yeah, you
know. No,
have to
I
go
understand. I understand what you're saying, but it doesn't
guys
matter.
Guys commit
he can
suicide.
Use the new helmet, or he
lawsuits.
Can leave.
Wives
are the same.
I just think that it's hard to compare that to what we do here. It is.
The dirty little secret's out. All these hits to the head, not good. Like, they're giving them the best. They're doing everything they can to come up with the safest thing possible with this technology on helmets.
Right.
They're not going to give a guy, let a guy, 10-year-old helmet, wear it.
Right.
You can give us all the examples you want, including a microphone.
Brady's helmet doesn't matter. He's not allowed to get touched anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And here's a great one. Joe, let me get this straight. So Antonio Brown didn't have a problem flying inside a giant Easter basket with fire blowing over his head right. into a giant balloon, but he's worried about his helmet, right?
That is good.
Yeah.
That's very
good.
This
guy flew in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, he's not afraid of being
easily
up there.
Could have done, right. He could have flipped over, fell out from 1,000 feet up, whatever it is.
Not afraid of that.
That's his helmet, yeah. Joe, with the emergence of Williams and the signing of Hearns, it's time to trade Stills to a team that needs a wide receiver for an offensive lineman. We don't need distractions with this young team.
Well, I don't think they're going to get rid of him, but Cameron Wolf thinks this thing, if it continues, they could trade him. I don't think they'd cut him. He's too good.
Yeah.
One of the best players on the team.
1 second he'd be picked up.
I don't know. I know a lot of people don't want him around. I happen to like Kenny a lot.
Yep.
I'm a big Kenny fan. Just to put it out there for everybody, I do like Kenny Stills a lot. He's really good on those, working with those young guys for stuff on and off the field that they deal with privately. He's really good. And he does a lot of good stuff.
Someone texted in, why is everyone so sensitive about the Lance tweets? They should just have a ball with it.
Okay. Just I'm not going to laugh anymore.
I'm trying not to.
Don't laugh.
Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. It's 56022. How many
aren't
guys?
Aren't laughing at it anymore?
Trying not to.
Not funny.
Yeah. Just as an experiment, this is kind of funny. Just as an experiment, I'd love to see a team with the core players being Antonio Brown, Kenny Stills, and Kaepernick and see what happens. That'd be one hell of a beat writer's dream, no? Those three guys.
Be an interesting one.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's funny. Is Kaepernick still working out to get – he's got – I don't know if he's figured it out, but if he hadn't been picked up by now, it's been – like 10 years?
Yeah, I just...
No, I'm joking.
Like,
how long has it been? It's been a long time.
Four seasons? Five seasons?
I just have the vision of the great game he had against the Dolphins.
Right.
Where he almost got in the end zone on the very last play of the game to win.
Yeah. How many guys commit suicide in wrestling? Steroids are the main problem with CTE. See Bonds' head.
That's just... Okay. That's good. No, I don't know. I'm not going to comment.
Yeah.
Is that what you think? You don't think it's the... actual punches to the head or the blows to the head? Which, by the way, how about boxing? Did you see?
Oh my God!
The nose, the other
yeah,
night?
Yeah.
Who was that?
The picture is like
infamous. It was a UFC fighter.
It was a UFC fight.
Oh, was it a good fight?
I didn't see the fight. All I saw was the guy's face after.
If you're into watching that kind of crap, I guess it would have been good.
Like, it looks like he got hit by a train in his face.
I actually, my son's got me. Well, I wasn't home this past Friday, but. The weekend UFC stuff's been really good. I really enjoy it. Do you like it?
I like UFC, yeah.
Do you like it?
I watch
it. I'm not a huge fan, no.
because of the violence. It's dangerous.
Make me sound soft this morning?
No, just because of the violence.
I yeah, it's not my.
You liked
thing
it till somebody died, so
get,
now
get the crap knocked out of them. It's not my favorite thing in the world. But I do watch boxing.
So you decided since somebody died, then now you're. Oh, and that was boxer. That was a boxer that died. A Russian boxer.
It was two boxers that died in the same week.
Okay.
Bad week for boxing.
They know what they're getting into. You know that, right?
Yeah, right. I'm aware that that's the argument that we use to justify watching it. I understand that.
It's been around before you were born. Rocky. Joe.
By the way, we have a Twitter poll at Joe Rocha on Twitter. Who do you think will be named the starting quarterback for the Hurricanes? Someone texted in. What's the poll result so far? 13% Nikosi Perry, 39% Tate Martell, 48% Jaren Williams. Also, something very funny that's going around Twitter right now is a picture of Manny, and it says ESPN Special, the decision with all three quarterbacks on top, like LeBron. That's going to be, that's we think. We don't have any word, but we think the decision is coming today.
Well, Zach, it's got to come today.
Well, it doesn't have to come today.
Yeah, he's got to let those guys know today.
Well,
and
tomorrow,
once he does that, he knows it's going to leak out. Because guys that are, you can't stop 90 kids from social media. You got no shot.
Right.
And once they find out, we're going to know. I'm surprised we didn't know last night, to be honest, which tells me he hasn't told the players yet. They all got called in this morning.
Someone said, Hollywood, don't worry. Joe doesn't have to make you sound soft. We already think you're soft.
Fair enough.
I didn't know if you were going to
chime in there. Why are you done with one and not the other? Yeah. Like UFC, boxing?
Those fights end so quickly, and there's always a guy getting knocked out. It just doesn't do it for me. I don't know. I like
why
it
do
in
you think people?
Dumber,
wait a sec. Wait. We now got to go back. Why do you think people watch UFC and boxing both?
Oh, I understand. I get
for
it.
For knockouts.
Yeah, I get it.
One on the chin. Let's do it again.
It's good. Could be their next.
Want to see him knockouts? You see, they do 29 wins, 27 by knockout. Ooh, look at those numbers.
Thank you for the explanation.
I just didn't know. What else you got coming up? Boy, you're going through a lot of those.
I have to. Yeah, there's a lot that we can't read on here, Kenny Stills-wise. No N-words, which is nice.
Everybody's killing Kenny?
Yeah, just to a point. You three are just nuts, not like Lance. Oh, that's not very nice. Should I have read that? Probably not.
We're D's nuts. No question.
Yep. Used to have to not have to wear a seatbelt, but now times have changed. We know about safety now. Got to wear a seatbelt. Same thing with the helmets, I guess.
Oh, man.
And someone said Brown doesn't have to worry about those big hits in CT anymore. Vontez plays for the Raiders.
Yeah, I'm right. By the way, that is true.
And another guy texted and said Antonio Brown hasn't been the same since that hit years ago.
Been pretty good, whatever that was. That was 15 touchdowns in 15 games. I'd say he was pretty good. Yeah. Over 100 catches, I would say he's just fine.
Are we surprised that Hollywood takes on fights? He's the guy that ran away from the popcorn guy.
No, he got his popcorn.
He did get his popcorn back.
He got it. Wow. So don't eat my popcorn. Yeah. It's expensive.
Here's a random one for you. Joe, will the Dolphins tank the season for a future quarterback? There's the text of the morning.
Why don't you guys get a chance to ask Coach Flores about tanking? Yeah. Let you answer that.
I'm not asking. I call not me. Not
he's,
it.
He's trying to get everything better that he has. Were you surprised he came out in the number one thing? I saw his comments like, one thing's got to get better. And I was like, the blocking. And he goes, tackling. Tackling was bad, but they don't tackle.
No, but you know what was really, if you go back, I think it was Minka on one play where he went to go tackle a guy and he just like kind of like, touched his shoulder, like two-hand touch. I saw that and went, ooh.
No,
ooh.
A bunch of guys whiffed on tackles, and especially outside. They ran a couple of those bubble screens, and guys were flying around and just whiffed. But I think a lot of it is that even pros need practice tackling. That's why these preseason games, I mean,
that's why the first couple of games of the actual regular season are
and
ugly.
I don't read into tackling. Now, some guys – when I played, I will never forget a friend played for the 49ers, and he said, if you don't know how to tackle by now, you never will. That was Bill Walsh. Like,
oof.
But then there were other guys, Don Shula, You got to practice tackling
every day
properly to be able to tackle. But I don't think you can just all of a sudden just wrap up and figure it out in a game. I just think I'm not as worried about that as the coaches. Guys that are good tacklers will be good tacklers right. Once the season starts.
Right.
Anyway, man, I'm glad we got through that one. Whoo, man, that wasn't easy today. No question about it. That was
possible. We come in here tomorrow morning with a new starter.
No, we're going to know tomorrow.
All right.
We're going to
know. I didn't know that you knew the inside.
We're going to know, man. It's going to be a done deal. Hey, guess who we got coming up? Dan Le Batard and Stu Gotts.
Right.
Have a great day, everybody.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.